Tim, how are you?
Good, Tony.
You were amongst the people at the rally yesterday.
I was.
What did you experience?
I saw concern, but I also heard from the governor, who is definitely trying to lower the temperature in this town to make sure Michigan does not turn into a Wisconsin-type situation. In fact, his quote was, we are two different states. Michigan is not Wisconsin. He is all about cooperation and is not looking for a battle over collective bargaining with organized labor. Having said that, the labor leaders are very buoyed by that comment, but they are still concerned because they're watching what's going on in the legislature, particularly among House Republicans, and it looks to them like there's a little bit of union bashing going on. And there's an interesting contrast developing here. I asked the governor yesterday, would you like to repeal the prevailing wage, which House Republicans would like to do? And he said, basically, no. Does he want to deal with right-to-work legislation? The answer is no. House Republicans do. So there's a little cross-current going on here between the Republican governor and the Republicans in the Michigan House. And in fact, I'm told by a source that he met with the speaker and the majority leader yesterday about these and other issues. He's basically concerned that these side issues, that's not his word, that's mine, will be gobbling up time from his main issues, which are the budget and taxes. And I think the Republican leadership is telling him, you know, we can walk and chew gum at the same time, Governor.
Is this his first challenge with feet dragging?
Well, it's not feet dragging, and it's not a challenge. It's just differing priorities. He told us in the news conference yesterday that these priorities that the House is looking at right now, 33 bills that have to do with labor unions, are not his priorities. Now, he says he may eventually get around to some of that stuff in his government reform speech in March, but right now he's all about taking care of this economy, the jobs, and the tax system. And House Republicans, as we knew this would happen, they have a Republican governor, but he's not a dictator.
Tim, is that where the most cost savings are going to come from in dealing with union salaries, pensions, health benefits?
No, that's only a small part. I mean, $180 million, when you look at that, is not a huge amount of money, although to you and I, it's almost half of your salary.
And well, then why is it at the forefront of what these Republicans are doing?
Well, because it plays to their base, okay? I mean, if you're a conservative Republican, you want to come to Lansing and you want to make some news and you want to show the folks back home that, by golly, we're on the job. And so what do? You take on the labor unions, which are not the most popular thing in the world, which is why the labor union folks showed up here yesterday. I talked to Art Luna, a retired UAW official. He says, I'm not predicting that Michigan will turn into a Wisconsin, but it's possible. And just the fear of that drove what we saw yesterday, and I suspect this will not be the end of this.
Were the legislators watching?
Yeah, they were. But they're teeing up legislation this afternoon that the unions don't want, and they're going to pass it in the House, and that's the emergency financial manager stuff. And what the unions are concerned about there, Tony, is that there is language in there which allows a company or a person to be appointed by the state to come in and basically cancel union contracts. Now, the sponsors of the bill say there is due process to go through before it gets there. But Mark Gaffney, the head of the AFL-CIO, says, Skubic, here's the due process. We meet and confer. And that could take 30 seconds.
Rick Snyder and Dave Bing crossed the DSO's picket line in order for those gentlemen to take part in Mr. Bing's State of the City address. Is that a big deal?
Oh, yeah. In the grand scheme of things, though, it's probably a one-day story.
I see how John Truscott has been hired by the film industry to try and retain their funding.
What role is he going to play?
He's going to try to be the keeper of the cash, I guess.
Well, the governor did say yesterday that he would continue to have more discussions with the film people. You know, this is an interesting thing. The governor being data-driven. Some people think he may be just making a mistake by just looking at the numbers. Some people say factor into this film credit the psychological impact that this thing has had on Michigan. Do you agree that there's a nice pop there?
Yeah, no question, especially when you start getting people like Mitch Albom involved and Jeff Daniels.
Well, I'm talking, though, from the feeling of the people saying, God, you know, people really want to come to Michigan and make a movie.
Sure.
That's, you know, and I don't think you can put that into data. I don't think you can factor that into a neat little equation, a business equation that comes out the other end. So it's one of those X factors that I think Mr. Snyder sometimes might lose sight of because he's a numbers guy and he's data-driven. You know, a little bit of emotion ain't a bad thing either, some people would argue.
In Scoop's blog, you talk about strange bedfellows, how we in the media could be secretly hoping for what's happening as Wisconsin to happen here, because that'd be pretty newsy stuff. Who are the strange bedfellows?
Well, Mark Gaffney, the AFL-CIO guy who doesn't want lawmakers to deal with these 33 bills which are in the hopper, and the governor who doesn't want to either. So, you know, those would be strange bedfellows if they lined up on the same part of the issue. And to underscore what you just said, there was a TV station in Detroit that was prepared to send up helicopters, a satellite truck, and everything yesterday in anticipation of a Wisconsin-type thing. And I suggested maybe they ought to take a deep breath.
See, we've got the billion-dollar budget here. We just get Tim Skubik to go over there.
Well, whatever.
And finally, before I let you go, the last conversation I had with former Governor Jennifer Granholm, I said, you're going to end up on TV. You're going to do this stuff. You got a knack for it. But she declined that, but apparently she's diving right in.
Yeah, saw her on Meet the Press. She looked good, sounded good, and as I said in my blog, she didn't fall off her chair, and her hair looked nice. It was a success. Welcome to TV News.
We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Steve.